You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, you see him on Almanac. You hear him on this show. You hear him on the morning news of Vanita Sakar. He's everywhere. And he's back with us here in studio. Jeff Hayden joining us here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good to see you.
Former member of the Senate here in Minnesota. News Talk 830 WCCO. First off, happy holidays, man.
Yeah,
it's been about
holidays,
a month
man.
Or so since we've seen you.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. It's good to see you. I was telling you I did music for the holidays yesterday. Senator Champion founded that for the community to be able to have this really great show. But I also got a chance to go to Dakota for a brother named Jose James.
Ooh.
Grew up in South Minneapolis.
Okay.
37th of Bloomington, South High graduate, started busking at the Mayday Cafe. Now he's doing sold out shows. He's doing two nights at the Dakota, or he did two nights. So I got a chance to see him. Dope.
Really?
Yeah, I'll make sure you guys hear it. Jose James, you heard it here.
You got to put me
yeah,
up
man,
on
good
that.
Times around here, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you and yours. I wanted to start with, because we'll expand out nationally, but I want to start locally. And I know that we aired a good portion of it earlier today when the press conference was being led by U.S. Attorney mm-hmm. Joe Thompson. And it was revolving around more charges with regards to fraud in the
yes.
state. And I got to tell you, man, it's ugly.
It's ugly.
It's ugly.
It's oogly. Oogly, baby. Yeah.
It is ugly.
Ain't no way around it.
I mean, when you start hearing about people out of state taking advantage of us, when you start hearing about autism program, I mean.
Fraud tourism, man.
Yes,
Cass
fraud.
Coming here for that.
Fraud
yeah.
tourism.
Wow.
So I bring this up because we know that is the number one thing that everybody looks to Governor Walz. And they're saying, this happened on your watch.
Sure.
This is ugly. This is unacceptable. Sure. We have been taken advantage of. And when you are the top dog, when you are the face, you have to take that criticism. You have to have some sort of accountability with that. Because that's the number one thing going into this next election.
No doubt about it.
My first question yep. of several yep. with this topic is, I know that last week he spoke. And he talked about formulating this new he hired somebody else, and they're formulating a new thing with regards to fraud and to kind of break all this stuff down. Do you think to this point that Governor Tim Walz has accepted responsibility for how wide-ranging and how bad the fraud has been?
You know, I think that that is a nuanced conversation, so I'm not going to pull my political hat out, which is to say that I think that the governor believes that he put in the steps along the way in order to monitor fraud, in order to put the, he put together a, you know, kind of an internal group that took all of the, you know, inspector generals and the BCA, and he put that together, but it didn't work. It wasn't enough. So I think he thinks that he was doing the things that he needed to do, because here's what he had. However, and let me just hard stop there to say, I don't believe that people believe that he's done enough and that he's taken enough accountability.
For sure.
So I'm saying two things at once. I think that he believes that he was doing, his job is to try to prevent the fraud. But here's where the governor's dilemma is, because if you watch the hearing yesterday, Kristen Robbins, they have a fraud and a waste and abuse committee in the Minnesota House of Representatives. Well, what happened was you started hearing from the people, obviously, who cares about fraud and all the money's going out the door. But you also started hearing from the people from the disability community and others that because of the fraud and the restrictions that were put on it, some of those programs stopped. Others are going through these hard reviews. They're waiting 90 and 120 days before they pay them to ensure that the people who's asking for the money is valid. But that means that the people, the disabled, the most vulnerable people in our community aren't getting the money, the legit folks. So now he's getting yelled at by them folks. So if you think of the governor, you're like, okay, I got a problem. Fraud is going out the door. I got to figure this out. But I got to sort through meticulously how do I get and go after those that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, try to stop money out the door, prosecute them if they do. Same time, I got to find out the good people and get that money to them so that people who on these waiver services, elderly, you might be vent dependent, you might need a PCA. There's a whole litany of folks. Your child really does have autism. You really do have this food program. I need to figure out how to get the money to them. So when I make a hard stop, all of a sudden now I'm cutting off the flow of the money, but I'm also getting all of these other people who deservedly and need the services are saying, whoa, wait a minute. Now you're starving me out, right?
Yep.
So yeah, he has to take accountability for it to get this far. But as you clean it up, it's not simply just turning off or on the faucet, because there are other people on the other end of that who actually need the services.
This is the reason why I wanted to start there, was because now I want to ask about, because in my opinion, I believe that if it was, you know, we go through and we look at all the candidates, everybody's on the ballot, whatever, and you vote, I think he would win. Okay, I think he would win today. But when you have press conferences like today, where they keep uncovering more stuff, and it becomes more expansive, that cloud continues to, you know, hover over him, and it comes across as extremely negative. So with all that being said, because I think that people probably next week will think, depending on who you are, if you're trying to figure out, well, I don't know where I'm going to go, who I'm going to vote for, whatever. I'm not necessarily a lefty. I'm not necessarily a righty. I don't want to deal with, you know, maybe a MAGA candidate or whatever, that have questions. I think that the viewpoint of him as a candidate going for a third term will look, in some people's eyes, as, I'm not trying to do this again because this thing just continues to be never ending. But with all that said, I just don't think that there's anybody that has shown themselves to this point to be a legitimate person to knock him off. So my second question would be, from the people that have thrown their names in there, has there been anybody that stands out to you at this particular point?
Well, here's what I think that they have to do. So, you know, Speaker Lisa Damoth, right? She's the Speaker of the House, St. Cloud. The first African-American person as the speaker. She's a conservative Republican. She tells you she's there because of her merit and the work she does, and I work there, and she's totally capable. Chair Robbins, Kristen Robbins from Maple Grove, who's the one that runs that task force. Kendall Qualms, the business man from the western suburbs. Mike Lindell has enough, I would like him or not, Mr. Pillow Man, but he's got 100% name recognition, right? Yeah. Chris Mandel, who, you know, is the prominent attorney that has really gone in on some of the issues that he's had with government. You know, he's got to figure out how he articulates how he supported Democrats in the past. But I won't go into every one of those resumes. Here's what they have to do, every one of them. They not only can say, here's why you shouldn't vote for Walz, and here's the issue of fraud. they have to articulate what is their vision.
That's what I've been saying.
How will they stop it? What would they do? So Representative Greenman and others in the Fraud Committee then started to say to Representative or Chair Robbins, hey, wait a minute, you've pointed out the issue. We get it. But then what pieces of legislation are you proposing so that people remember we still got to give out these services for people who need us? So how can we sort through that and cut off the folks that that are taking the money? So they got to start to figure out what is it that they need to do. The other thing I will say for the Republican Party, and this is as objective as a good old Democrat can possibly can, but, you know, so I say that, you know, because people know, but people know at the Capitol that I don't play those games when I go to work, is you have to, the relationship to the president is something that they have to figure out. The president's numbers are in the tank. The things that he is saying about the dehumanizing things that he said about the folks in the Somali community, people don't like, no matter who it is. You got Republicans. Jim Abler prominently has sent a letter to the White House saying, please don't say that.
Yeah, he was on stage with Chad Harmon a couple weeks ago.
I got Republican friends saying that. So they don't want to be attached to that dehumanizing language. President Trump doesn't seem to give a nothing. You know, I'll be careful, you're on the air. He don't care nothing about what you think. He's going to say what he's going to say. So now, and I do believe that everybody's watching this immigration enforcement. I don't care if you're in Lakeville or South Minneapolis or in Duluth. The way in which they're handling people, the way in which they're dragging the things, we have that PTSD of George Floyd, and we don't like that kind of stuff. So you have to now figure out, Walls, clearly we've identified his baggage, but there's baggage on the other side, too, that you have to differentiate yourself to get that middle group of people that you talked about.
Yep. Jeff Hayden in studio joining us here on the Late Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. Let me say this. I'm going to make a statement, and I want just your opinion on my thought here. With regards to just fraud in general in the state of Minnesota, that is the thing that Governor Walls is being hammered on locally, statewide, and he's also being hammered on it nationally with Donald Trump, right? Because he's put the Somali community and all that stuff in the crosshairs. I think that, though, people, and this is typically people that are anti-Tim Walls, to make the commentary or to make it seem as though Governor Tim Walls has been promoting fraud or just turning his head away from fraud when it's been in his face or anything like that, whatever. I think that those people that talk like that or think like that, they are being disingenuous about the conversation.
Yeah, that's a political talking point. You know, listen, you could suggest that the governor should have been more focused on this. There were 100%. Things that he wanted to do. You know, he finally got this kind of, you know, czar, if you call it. You know, there's been a bunch of us, including myself, that has talked about, you know, like when it was PPE, you had somebody that was a crisis, they were the person you went to, right? If it's homelessness. So this was rose to that level. He might have been a little late for people's liking on it. And the person who we got, by the way, his name escapes me, he worked as the DPS commissioner in the Pawlenty administration, right? Mm-hmm. This is when you see him talk, this is a real Elliot Ness kind of looking guy. He's going to go where the evidence takes him. That might be a little too late for people, but he is doing that. I think the governor wanted to do it, but he also was so super sensitive of the folks that were getting it. Here's the elephant in the room, though, that I don't, and I'll be careful here, but I don't think that people acknowledge as much. Unfortunately, the large good majority of the names that come out on the fraud tend to be in the Somali community. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not suggesting that all of the Somali community is in on the fraud game, because I don't believe that they are. In any scheme, they're 5 or 10% of the people. On the block, Henry, growing up, it was only a house or two that was really acting up, ruining it for the whole neighborhood.
Exactly,
right?
Yep.
But in any scheme, that is it. However, the actors, including today, with the exception of the cats from Philadelphia,
yeah.
I don't know how their brothers got here.
Fraud isn't tourism.
Yeah, it was like, you know, a Muslim name and then like Tyrone Smith.
Yeah,
it was like,
some Peterson or something. Yeah, yeah, Brown or something.
Yeah, like, hey, man, where did these guys come from? So I was watching it. But anyways, the point is that I think that and the recognition of that, recognizing of that, had a tough time for people, especially here in Minnesota, to be able to say, hey, this community's got a problem, or members of this community seem to be exploiting their own community. Because let's be clear that the victims in this largely would be people in the East African community.
Absolutely.
Because that's who they were signing up and trying to kick back and doing that. So it's kind of like, and we understand that, Henry, being African American, it's like we get it both ways. When we talked about police, we'd be like, hey, if the police aren't doing what they're supposed to and they hitting us over the head, at the same time, we need the police because sometimes the brothers is over here doing, not doing, and shooting up the block as well.
Yeah.
So they got that same type of thing going on that we have to be able to recognize. And I think it was hard for people to call that out until it got elevated nationally. And the national folks don't have that Norwegian, Scandinavian sensibility. They just going to call it as they see it.
Yeah, I'm in the hood, and I'm telling my cousins, and my cousins, stuff like, well, what are y'all doing over here, man? We can't be doing this nonsense over here. And then I walk like a couple blocks away, and then I see Charlie Adams, and I see, you know, I see the officers, and they're like, hey, man, like, what you know about what they doing up there?
You know what I'm saying? Or the other dudes could show up, and they ain't asking no questions. They just hitting you over the head.
Exactly.
So you're getting it coming and going, and that's what's happening in that community.
Yeah.
And so I think that we have to be I think that this is an inflection point for us to be able to have real conversation. And I don't care if it's the far left or the right and not demonize each other. Let's have that conversation. And when I was in the legislature, I worked on Health and Human Service. I started to see some things that I thought were questionable.
Yeah.
And I used to deal with that. Senator Abel and I worked on a bill one time around child care where we just thought there were too many child care centers where the moms were watching their own children. I took it as, hey, we need to get you, right, the credentials that you need so you can teach your children. Shout out to the YWCA Minneapolis, Shelly Carlton Watson, you know her very well. She has a curriculum that helps young women, mostly, or young men if they want, learn how to be early childhood educators. So I tried to go that way to say, if you're going to open these up, make sure that your kids are going to do well. But what happens is far too often it was a ring that was happening and that exploded.
And I'm not sitting here saying that there's no accountability with Governor Tim Walz. That's not the point that I'm making. But I think that the overarching thing that we need to remember and understand is that if anything that people are talking about with the state of Minnesota is that there were people here that took advantage of us.
Absolutely.
Some of our own people took advantage of us. If the guilty part is we're too nice here in Minnesota and we give and we care about people way too much, then that's what the guilty part is. But to act as though, like, oh, everybody's turning their heads away and they're just letting all this stuff I'm not.
I don't believe it. It's no more than somebody than a psychiatrist who overbilled, or, you know, we've seen Medicaid fraud is not a new thing. It happens all around everywhere. We've seen it in Florida. We've seen it in West. When the pills are coming out and the oxycodone and they were shoving them pills out the pill factories, this stuff was happening. However, the other part that we're not talking about and that the governor's going to have to try to, if he can get through this, is all the great things that he's done, right? That it is a great place for kids to live. The family tax credits, paid family leave is coming online for those who don't have paid family leave, right? That's coming on in January. There are a ton of great things. We are now feeding every single child at school every day. Kids don't go hungry. They get breakfast and lunch. That has done a great thing for children. That's usually where their biggest meal comes from. I could go through a litany of things that I think that under the Walz administration that he's done well. Unfortunately, we do gravitate to the negative. So people are going to have to reset and figure it out. I'll just say this to cap it off. I think that the early on race is going to be fraud versus Trump.
Yep.
The Democrats are going to really talk about President Trump, the economy, things that are happening, his behavior, and Republicans are going to really talk about fraud.
Coming up next, let's talk about some national items, and we'll start with President Donald Trump. We'll do that next year with Jeff Hayden on The Lake Show.
Henry Lake, The Lake Show. On News Talk 830 WCCO.
Tis almost the season. This is the place for your early holiday mix of headlines, forecasts, and a fearless commitment to the truth that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
News Talk 830.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
WCCO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
MGM Wine and Spirits is the choice for savings, service, and a great selection of ice-cold beer, liquor, wine, alternative, and non-alcoholic beverages. With over 25 locations in the Twin Cities and beyond, there's an MGM near you. Head to MGMWineAndSpirits.com to find one. Follow MGM on social media for updates on amazing sales throughout the year. Make great moments with MGM Wine and Spirits, your locally owned and operated choice for over 50 years. Save time. Save money. Shop MGM.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
This is News Talk 830 WCCO.
Broadcasting live from the 2026 IIHF World Junior Championship Studio. Single game tickets are on sale now at worldjuniorsmn26.com.
All right, another segment with Jeff Hayden in studio. Let's broaden it out nationally. You had the 20-minute speech from President Donald Trump last night. What were your takeaways from that? Because what I thought was going to happen was going to be him 20 minutes of him talking about me, and just putting out a bunch of false information. Let me ask you this. Not just that, what was your takeaway? But also, I thought the tone was kind of a little bit odd because, and a lot of people talked about this in the post-talk analysis of just him, like, talking to everyone, like, in a tone of being angry, and he's yelling.
Yeah, you know.
What do you read into that?
Well, first of all, it always is like, it's like a parody. Like, you don't always know if you're watching Saturday Night Live or real. For me, you know what I mean? Because the way that he operates, it's like, you know, Saturday Night Live is parody, and it's over the top, and it's, and that's kind of how he operates. And you're like, yo, what is this all about? Secondly, someone said it, and I thought it was good. Like, there was no comma in the speech. There was no period.
Yeah, you know, you're a journalist.
You guys are writers. So they just, you know, when they write those speeches, they give you time to, you know, pause, to make your point. And it was just this kind of rambling deal. The other thing is, like, the idea that he's still, like, talking about Joe Biden when he is, you know, overwhelmingly 100%. Got elected. He's a year in, and he's 100%. Still trying to suggest, even though the numbers that he used are false in terms of when Biden left, but the idea that he's trying to still deflect to Joe. And then the last thing is, someone said this, and they said one of the things that Joe didn't get the chance to see is, you know, like, the stock market was doing good. That was the indicator of the economy, but people were doing bad, and Joe just couldn't make that connection. And, you know, regardless if it was his time, his age, he's insulated. If it appears objectively that President Trump is missing the same thing, that people all over this country are paying a lot of money for eggs, a lot of money for food, a lot of money for gas. The rural areas are struggling because of the tariffs. Nebraska's ready to go bankrupt, and maybe even, you know, other states because they can't sell their goods. The beef farmers are upset because you might do it with Argentina, maybe, maybe not, right? Looks like you're beginning ready to start a war.
Not holding yourself accountable about the tariffs.
You're saying that it's going to work. So the idea that he is disconnected from the everyday person who voted for him, you know, even the point that he's tearing down the White House and putting up this gilded air, you know, ballroom, he's renaming the Kennedy Center after himself, right? It feels like people have seen this before, and it feels like he is so insulated from everyday people, that everyday working class, low income person who felt like, you know, that the Democrats had become too elitist and didn't understand what they needed and was focused on things except for the bread and butter issues. It appears that President Trump, though he's not focused on the wedge issues that the Democrats are, that he's focused on, and what he can see is what's directly in front of him. And the tone sounds like, and I know this is a cliche for the Democrats, no kings, but the tone does really sound like anybody who you've been around in power that doesn't have people around them that can tell him the truth. I thought, and I just lost her name, his chief of staff's interview, though they said it was out of context.
Wiles.
Her assessment of them, in or out of context, I think was actually spot on in terms of what's going on in there. So I think that this administration is really losing its footing. And let me say this, all over the country, Democrats are making up, it started in Virginia, in New Jersey, even in Tennessee, because the 7th congressional district that he won by 22 points, they only won by 8 or 9, right? Like all of Miami, because of the Cuban population,
the mayor,
said they won the first Democratic mayor. So every indication that you're seeing is that people are, as much as they're looking for sensible, smart, pragmatic people to run, and Democrats put that up, but what they are saying is that they made a mistake. Here's the other thing, and I don't know if you're going to get to this now, but let me know, the ACA.
No, let's get to it. I want to get to it. Dive right in.
That's the time bomb.
Let's go with ACA.
That's the ticking time
bomb. I'm going to let you cook.
Because the ACA is the individual market. So these are people who don't get their health care. They either make too much money to get it from Medicaid, right, or they don't get it from their employer like we do. Right. So they got to go get it on the individual market, in the small group market. That's a lot of rural people, a lot of farmers, a lot of small farms. Right. A lot of our entrepreneurs. I got a friend who's in government relations. She gets it. She's got two kids and a husband, and she doesn't know what she's going to do. She may have to go join, and she's phenomenal. She does great work. She's making money, but all of her profits will be ate up because she'll have to pay health care because she can't get the subsidy. This is affecting everybody. And what happens, and the bottom line on that, is that people either got to pay their health care and not pay something else, or they don't pay their health care, they don't get a checkup, and they show up to the ER and they're very sick, and the hospitals have to take them, and that will be the next bailout and the next explosion. This is going to hurt a lot of people and a lot of Trump voters.
All right, so one of the things, and let me make this clear, because after he spoke last night, I hopped back on the air and I talked about just kind of the lunacy of it all. The thing that some people do is they'll hop on the text line and say, Lake, every night you're railing against Trump and you're saying this every week and all. And quote me, I don't care that you don't like my takes on Trump, because I will not normalize what is going on.
That's right.
I will not normalize racism.
Nope.
I will not normalize sexism.
Nope.
I will not normalize the crazy things that are taking place. And I will not normalize us as Americans being disrespected and lied to on a daily basis. I can't do it. You can't look me in my face and tell me that you're going to layer that you're going to lower drug prices by 600%. We're not dumb.
Don't believe your lying eyes. Here's what I said. All people have to do is look at their pocketbooks. Go back to their bank statements. As a matter, just go look at what's happening, and that way the whole gaslighting thing goes away. Just look at what is going on and don't get overwhelmed with all the rhetoric that they see. The other problem is social media and the algorithms, and I'll leave it at this. It feeds you a steady dose of the of the stuff that you want to see, and you don't get this alternative opinion. So thank you, Henry, for giving your take, because there's probably a lot of listeners who don't get that on a daily basis.
Yeah. Did you help get Dan Bongino out? What was that? Like he just exited. He must know something.
Peace out.
That's exactly. He must know something, man. He must know something. Hey, brother, always a pleasure to have you.
This is great.
I love it, man. In studio, breaking it down.
Baby.
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays to all of you guys.
And I'll be talking to you soon. That's right. Jeff Hayden joining us in studio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.